We have to do the quiz.
We have to do the quiz, yes.
I want
to
win again.
It's Quartz Quiz, presented by...
Was that?
Rob Crawford.
How's the bass drop in that?
The no, it was a bomb.
The leader of
the free world. Yeah, I know. No.
Very, very, very long intros.
No,
very long stingers.
It's just a train.
Anyway,
the whole thing.
Fridge, you're the winner.
Congrats! I'm going home now.
Oh, thanks, Mom. It's Friday. Coming home.
What is it? Theme?
Crawford's hungover is the theme.
Okay.
Today? No, it is. It's awards. It's awards. People who've won awards around the world.
Drinking on
football.
A school night.
Yeah. As per usual.
Nice.
Your name is your buzzer. Are you going to be Mark?
Yeah, it's my name.
Mark.
Yeah.
Joel.
Yep.
And Adrian.
Hubert. Hubert.
Bezzy.
I'm going to be Dennis.
Dennis. All right, Dennis.
Dennis Cahill.
One answer per question. There's no redos.
Actually, I'm Kale.
Kale, that's fine. Please close your laptops. And the
we
who am
Max.
I?
We got Max, and you got an HP.
The who am I is.
I'm Kevin.
No. Can we just do this and go home then?
Question number one.
I've been here for an hour and a half today.
Question
really,
number one.
Really, really hard on me.
Who won the best player award for the 2002 FIFA World Cup?
Oh, God.
Adrian. Oh, that's not my name.
No, your name's
Kevin.
Hubert.
Dennis.
Kevin.
Yes.
Dennis.
And Kale. 2002 World Cup. Ronaldo.
Oh, you bastard. No. No.
How's it not?
He came second, actually.
Joel. Ronaldinho.
Oh, I know. Wrong. Can we come back in if we get it wrong?
No, it's only one go each.
But what? No, it's not.
Bald French guy. What's his name?
Are you joking? Is he? Are you joking, Van Aken?
No, I'm serious.
Come on, have a crack.
Come on, Mark.
Oh,
Marco.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
Oh no, surely not.
Pires, Robert Pires. No.
Can we have another go?
Yeah,
No.
Can you give us a hint? Can we have another go?
We're all out, aren't we?
All right. Well, do you want to come back in?
Oh, well, sure.
Because I see the thing is you don't do redos because we've stuffed it up before, remember?
Oh, Dugatti.
We've learned that Dugatti. Lesson, so we're not going to... I think we're not going to do it.
Well, it's going to be interesting if it was who I thought it was.
All right. Who do you think it is? You're not going to get a point. Who do you think it is?
Well, is it Cafu?
No. It's...
Zizou?
Oliver Kahn.
Oliver Kahn.
Oh,
Oliver Kahn. Remember him? What a psycho. What an absolute psycho.
Oliver Kahn.
Yeah.
Old Imran.
Back to Australia now for question number two. Who won the first Joe Marston medal in the A-League?
Oh,
which is for best player
Mark.
On the grand final.
Haven't we been asked this before?
No, that was Johnny Warren.
That was the first Johnny.
Johnny.
This is the first Joe.
Joe Marston.
Who was in the first grand final?
Marco. Alex Tobin. Don't know. No.
Well,
Joel.
I'm going to go.
Steve Corica.
Oh,
he scored as well. Mark Rudan. Adrian.
No chance.
What do you mean? Is it centre back? Centre backs get those awards, mate.
It was won by Dwight York.
Dwight York.
Oh, no joke.
I was going to go him circling.
Dwighty.
Oh, singing.
All night, Dwight.
Question number three.
Oh, that's so
Who was the first non... So not Australian, the first non-Australian to win the A-League Goalkeeper of the Year.
Goalkeeper of the Year.
The first non-Australian to do it.
Oh. That's a good one.
I'm actually quite proud of this quiz today. There's some pretty good questions in there.
Non-Australian.
Nil all after three.
Yeah, so. No, that's why it's good.
And
it's also exposing us.
Marco. Mark Bosnich.
Non-Australian.
Shit house when he's at Central Coast.
But he's Australian.
Yes.
Non-Australian.
He's Croatian. Oh.
There are listeners right now who are about to drive off the freeway where they are listening to this right now because they're
Tony Pasolia would be like beside himself.
TB2 is slamming his head.
Wait on.
Table.
It's going to be so obvious, isn't it?
Non-Australian.
I'm thinking it is. So I'll say Joel.
Yes, Joel.
Was it Thomas Sorensen?
No.
What do you mean, was it Thomas Sorensen?
He's the only non-Australian to win the goalkeeper of the year.
You've got to be kidding.
Why?
Because he was shit.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He was unbelievable that season.
He was amazing.
He was good.
I knew that answer.
Why he got benched in favour of Dean Brzanis.
Do you know what? That's so weird because it was too obvious.
Yeah, I know. Like, that was I looked at it today and I was just like, has he the only one? But like,
anyway, keep going, please. I want to go home.
I was trolling back through and thinking of others.
No,
you've been here for like 50 minutes.
I was thinking it might have been 45 minutes.
You're here till 7 tonight.
I thought it might have been like a trick question, like Glenn Moss, because he's a Kiwi.
Okay, question number 4.
I like where you're going there, Fridge.
Question number 4. Who won the 2006 nice. Ballon d'Or?
Brad.
Nah. So your guess was Brad or your name is Brad?
That's not my guess. And my name's not Brad, so keep going.
2006.
Marco.
Yes.
Fat Ronaldo.
No, Adrian.
Yes, Adrian.
2006 was when Barca beat Arsenal in the Champions League.
Don't remind me, yes.
Mm. Well, doesn't it have to be Ronaldinho?
God damn it.
Oh.
No. Okay.
It's going to be someone someone from Barca.
Do I still have to buzz in or?
No, you just say.
2006?
Okay. Yep. Was it Thierry Henry?
No way he would win a Ballon d'Or.
Well, why wouldn't he?
No way.
He's rubbish.
Fabio Cannavaro.
Oh, yes, of course. 2006 World Cup. That's
huge.
That's ridiculous.
Everyone out there listening must be going, you guys know nothing.
We need to get the listeners involved.
And you know what? You're right.
You're right.
That's really poor because that was when I was probably at the peak of my football
mania. Football mania.
I just consumed everything and
football
anything.
Mania.
Question.
He was such
number
a fraud, Cannavaro.
Question number 5. Number 5.
Cannavaro won a Ballon d'Or.
How many times?
I can't believe that.
Very
handsome.
How many times did Johan Cruyff win the Ballon d'Or?
Mark, all you.
Oh, Marco, twice.
Oh, piss off.
Well done there, Frosh.
Boys.
Kale.
Well done.
Well done, boys. We're going swimmingly.
How excited was Tom to find out that we both share the same heritage?
He was good fun, Tommy.
Yeah, it's good. That's nice.
Question number 6.
Piss off and ask my next question, please.
Question number 6. Name the 4 players who won the first A-League Golden Boot. It was a 4-way tie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
It was a 4-way tie.
In the first year?
Oh.
Mm. Well, I know some of them.
I know none of them. Man, the first ever.
Well, Kale, Bobby Despotovsky would have been one of them.
That's one.
Who else was playing up top?
Damian Murray. Damian Murray, I'm helping you out, man. I'm giving you an answer. Damian Murray.
Good game's a good game.
Did old Dwight?
No.
Old Mark Bridge? Bloody hell.
Marco.
I can't even think of the
Yes, Marco.
Bobby 10.
Bobby, yes.
Damian Murray.
No.
What do you mean, Damian Murray?
What do you mean, what I mean?
Bridge?
I have no idea.
Archie.
So Bobby. Archie Thompson.
Archie? No.
Archie Thompson?
Really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
They're the only...
And Bobby. Shit. You got two. You got two.
Think about Central Coast.
Yeah.
Was McBreen there?
No, he wasn't. He was in England, I'm pretty sure.
12 at the time.
Oh, good God. Who else is...
TB2 is gouging his eyes out right now because he's listening going, how did these boys...
Mate, I was a whippersnapper.
Someone from Brisbane?
Probably. Maybe.
There you go. Okay. I'm helping you out.
Who knows?
Oh,
Jesus.
There was four of them, so
yeah, Archie and Bobby is as far as
they all scored eight goals each.
Alex Brosk?
Eight.
Alex Brosk, that's three.
Well, Alex really? Brosk is a good one.
That's three.
Yeah, he was a whippersnapper.
John Cosmina.
Number four. No. Were... You'll never get number four, so.
No, yeah, I probably won't.
Who was it?
Was it Driller? Newcastle Jets?
Stuart Petrie. Oh, mate Petrie.
So I wouldn't have guessed that.
Did they only
the
score F-word eight
is
goals?
Stuart Petrie.
Eight goals. How many games?
20
or something. Nine, I don't know. Yeah.
Eight goals.
Yeah.
That's a disgrace.
Great first,
I can't believe you even asked
and
that
they all
question.
They all wore the same kit.
Yeah, they did.
Question number seven.
Kit number?
Question number seven.
Kit. They all wore the same kit.
It was a template. A
Reebok
template.
Had the same kit. To be fair, there was two.
Question seven.
Half the league had one kit.
Who won the first Ballon d'Or?
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever.
Ever.
Marco.
In what year?
Jesus Christ.
Were
you there?
He had a terrible first touch.
Were you there?
When Jesus was kicking us off.
He could walk on water, mate. I'm pretty sure he could
win the Ballon d'Or.
He was always offside.
Hey, Jesus was rinsed on his own blood.
Yeah.
Wait on. What year was it?
Let me have a look.
You should have asked us what year it was.
1965, I reckon.
It's ridiculous. Could have asked the year. When was it?
Hold on.
Marco, Nicole Kidman.
I think it was 56. I'm just
Patrick Swayze.
rest in peace.
Oh, dear Lord.
Eminem.
Assalamu alaikum, assalam.
Usually I write all these, stats down.
Yeah, usually.
Ja Rule.
It was 1956.
Oh,
I'll give you a clue.
I know.
I know what it is.
I actually know. Tupac.
what's his name?
I'm giving you, you're out.
How am I out?
You've said like five different people. Fruit.
I don't know.
1956.
Oh, what's his name?
I'll give you a clue for each.
Pele.
He was an Englishman.
No, it wasn't Pele.
George Best.
Nah, a bit too early for George Best.
How can an Englishman be the best player in the world?
Oh, I don't
seriously.
Know. Bobby Robson.
Huh?
Charlton.
Bobby Robson.
Robson.
It was Sir Stanley Matthews of Blackpool.
Sporty Spice.
Oh, of course
of Blackpool.
It was.
Black Spice.
Black Pill.
It wasn't Tupac.
Red-headed Spice. The one that's 50.
No.
Yep.
Question number eight. Who was the last player to win a Ballon d'Or?
The integrity of this competition has gone right out the window.
It was there in the first episode. There was never integrity to begin with.
What's the win?
Who was the last player to win a Ballon d'Or not playing for a Spanish club?
Not playing for a Spanish club?
Oh, that's a good one.
Joel, was it Cristiano Ronaldo playing for United?
Yeah. It's a great get. Ooh. Yeah, he's right.
Good get, Fridge.
As soon as you said it, I knew.
See, I don't know actual history. I only know recent history.
Well, you're very young, Fridge.
Question number nine.
That's a good get.
Yes.
Which country has had the most individual players?
Marco, New Zealand.
Players? You're out.
Buzz him. Buzz him.
Which country has had the most individual players to win a Ballon d'Or? The most individual players to win a Ballon d'Or. Which country?
This is the Ballon d'Or quiz. Seriously.
I said it's the awards quiz. There's a bunch of awards.
You've just gone for every Ballon d'Or.
I've done a bunch of Australian ones and I did a couple of World Cup ones at the start. We've moved around.
What was the question?
He's already read it.
No.
I've said it twice.
Just read it again.
Which country? Which country has had the most players, most individual players to win the Ballon d'Or?
Oh, easy.
No, Marco.
Kale.
Yes, Kale.
To win the Ballon d'Or.
Most individual people. It's not titles.
It's not
individual people.
And we know it's not New Zealand.
It could be.
Come on, hey!
There's only 255
Can
countries.
Can you give
to
us a hint? Is it South American or Europe?
No.
No.
Why not?
No.
Answer the question, Claire!
Shut up. Just give us a chance.
Pick one of the, 10 great footballing nations
I'm
in the world.
I'm thinking of them all right now.
Yeah, well, pick one.
Oh, bloody...
France.
Germany.
Oh.
Yeah!
Wow.
I was going to go Argentina or Germany.
They have had five and a collective seven titles between the five people.
Well done, Beaker.
Good guess, Adrian.
And now it's time for Mark's favourite question, the Who Am I?
Oh, great.
Ooh.
Oh, what? Can he come over the top?
Absolutely. I brought it back. I told you at the start of the quiz, if you're listening.
You are
here he comes.
Fraud, Crawford.
Here he comes. Around the corner, Van Aken making up some ground. 8 legs back.
For 5 points.
Lights on racing.
For 5 points.
Oh, no.
I started my professional playing career at Barcelona in 1988. For 5 points. Bear in mind, Mark, you only need 3 points to win, so.
88.
All right. Shall I go to the 4 points?
Next. Yes.
For 4 points, I made my debut for the Spanish national side in 1990.
All right, just calm down now.
1990?
For 3 points.
Oh.
In 1998, I moved to Fiorentina, but only managed 24 games over 2 seasons.
Oh.
For 2 points.
So I'm out.
No, you can tie if you get this. In 2015, I began coaching an A-League side.
Joel.
Oh, no.
Guillermo Amor. Putana. See, I only know recent history. I'm a fraud.
Putana.
And the one-point question was going to be, I won the Coach of the Year.
Yeah, we all would have got it.
Adelaide.
We all would have. What if you got it then?
Football then Aiken. Team.
What, you wouldn't have got it on that one. Yeah. Joel's just too quick.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing.
He's fast.
Five in a row now for him.
Six, actually.
I'm like Tom Elliott, I'm fraud.
He's doing the Juventus. He's going to go for 7 in a row.
Mate, I was in my prime.
You got some man boobs.
Do I?
Going on.
I was in my prime back in, say, 2005 to 2010.
Yeah.
And then I was in my prime again from about 2012 to 2015. And I was riding all the time. Now, he's riding all the time. He's reading all the news.
Bloody writers.
Yeah.
Always winning quizzes. Anyway, well done, Frush.
Anyway.
Croft, that was amazing. Thank you so much. Hand of my heart.
It's good. How do we wrap the show, boys? Tune in from 4 o'clock. Podcasting.
We just let this play out because this is probably the best part of the entire show.
As the late, great Johan Cruyff, who won 3 Ballon d'Ors.
I got that one. Did Van Aken get any?
No, Van Aken got 0.
Been exposed.
We knew this would happen.
To be fair, snooker is my favourite sport.
Snooker is your favourite sport. I love it. Look, we'd like to include the listeners, but the problem is the listeners can't hear the sound effects, so it doesn't have the same vibe.
Let's ask them. Do you want to be included?
So,
and it's only one at a time.
Johan Cruyff once said.
We've said that.
No, I started saying it.
We've said it.
Have a good weekend.
Yep. And what else?
It's actually quite warm in
there. I can't wait for the season to start. It's been such a long break.
So long.
Oh, it's so close.
I know. 2 weeks.
So close. We're nearly there.
And South Melbourne just 3 years away from being included.
Yeah, let's hope South Melbourne gets spanked.
Shut.
Just turn Mark off.
Wait. All right, folks. Have a good weekend. Good game.
Bye-bye.